Catherine moved quickly and picked all of the pears. She placed them carefully in her pocket. "Thank you, kind ones," said Catherine before heading back down the mountain. When the door to the house opened and Catherine walked in, Mara flew into a rage. Melina and Ursula began weeping. They knew there was no way they would ever be rid of Catherine. Without saying a word, Catherine placed 3 perfect pears gently on the kitchen table. Her aunt and cousins grabbed them and ate them greedily. Catherine watched her aunt and cousins eat, with juice dripping and their jaws chomping. When Aunt Mara held out her hand for the rest of the pears, Catherine told them this was all the tree had to offer. Her aunt and cousins did not believe her. Enraged by Catherine's quiet behavior, Mara boldly told her daughters to gather up their cloaks and prepare to accompany her in the search for more pears. Her aunt ordered Catherine to fetch the horses. Catherine obeyed and put the correct saddle and bridle on each horse. The 3 mounted their horses. Catherine started to warn her aunt and cousins about the weather, but they dismissed her. Just as the trio set off, it began to snow. The wind picked up and howled through the trees. It was bitter cold. Ice and snow quickly covered everything in sight. Night came. Catherine's aunt and cousins did not return. Days passed. Weeks passed. Soon it was spring. Catherine was all alone tending to the house and farm, but now a smile lit her face.